You are in paradise. If you are brown and decide to date a British man, sooner or later he will present you with a Paul Gauguin. This may come in postcard form or as a Valentine, as a framed print for your birthday, or repeated many times across wrapping paper. But it will come, and it will always be a painting from Gauguin's Tahitian period, 1891 to 1903. Chances are nudity will be involved, also some large spherical fruit. This has happened to me 3 times with 3 different men. But on only 1 occasion did the colour of my skin appear to push us out into the South Seas themselves. I say my skin, but as with any passion, this was a generalised one. M liked anything that lurked around the equator. Herman Melville, the early explorers, pirates, breadfruit, or the idea of breadfruit, and native girls of all varieties. We booked a holiday to Tonga. In normal circumstances, I would never be receptive to such an idea. I holiday in only one way, in my own house, on my balcony, or, at a stretch, in a hotel in Europe. On this occasion, though, I was halfway through writing a novel. If a man with a canary had beckoned me to follow him down a mine, I would have gone. For the 26 hours of our flight, M sat next to me, very merry in his specially purchased straw hat, and I was merry too, working away at the free wine. But I think that while M knew all the time we were going to Tonga, I still somehow expected to land in lovely, temperate Antwerp. I remember stepping onto Nuku'alofa's roiling tar runway in the face-melting heat and thinking, I have come to a country with no white tube thingy where you must walk along the roiling tar runway in the face-melting heat. How did this happen?